Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 29th of February. One of those days that comes around every 4 years. And of course, it is the end of month and the end of reporting season as well. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast presentation, then we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up marcustoday.com.au. You can sign up for a 2-week free trial and give us a run. Give us a go to see how we can help you make money and manage your wealth going forward. So love to have you on board, part of the community. We do have a great Facebook group, over 3,000 members, members helping members, we do say, and certainly lots of ideas and a very well-behaved Facebook group as well. None of the usual puff and stuff merchants on our Facebook group, thankfully. All right, well, let's get to the scores on the doors, and pretty good scores on pretty good doors today. We closed up 38.3 points or 0.5%. for the ASX 200, 7,698.7, so near, missed it by that much. 7,703.8 was our high, 7,631 was the low of the day, 7,660 is where we opened. So we did have a little bit of a weaker start, but that certainly didn't last very long, and we did continue to push higher. It may have been end of month, it may have been just relief that a lot of the results now are behind us, but certainly it was a pretty good day all round. And the market itself, we saw a lot of buying in the boring sectors, I guess, in the industrials, the retails. We did see the banks slightly better, CBA up 0.4, Westpac up 0.6, continuing to drive our market higher. We had Macquarie up 0.6, the insurers a little bit mixed, QBE up 0.5%, but Suncorp falling 1.3% there, and REITs, well, they were doing well today. Goodman Group up 3.8%, Centre Group up 1.3%. The rest of them a bit ho-hum, but those two were enough today. As far as healthcare stocks go as well, we had Ramsay, good numbers from them. They were up a Boeing, a 727, 7.27% for Ramsay on the back of their numbers. ResMed had a nasty old day today. I'm not really sure why. They were down 4.6%. Cochlear up 1.5% and CSL up a measly 0.2%. But we did see a lot more action today in the retail sector. We had the likes of JB Hi-Fi up 1%, Harvey Norman with some numbers out today up 4.4%. Jerry, of course, always very bullish there. The market liked what he had to sell. Bapcor up 3.5%. We had Meijer up 4.5%. We did get some retail sales numbers out today, which were a little bit on the lackluster side, 1.1% in January. Market was going for 1.5% growth, but they have been quite volatile. But on the positive side of things, where we saw retail sales fall was in food retailing. So there's Woolies and Coles for you. But in household good retailing or goods retailing and clothing, footwear and personal accessory retailing, 2.3, 2.4 respectively in terms of growth. Department stores also 1.7%, other retailing 1.7%. So all in all, it was food retailing that dragged things down. The rest of it was dragged up. We had Domino's up 1.8%. We had Flight Centre up 2.5%. Aristocrat up 1.5%. Lovisa up 2.1%. You get the idea. It was a retail-led rally today. We also saw some of the old school platform stocks. REA up 2.3%. Car up 2.1, Seek up 1.5% as well. Technology stocks, a little bit mixed bag. Zero was up 0.2, WiseTech not doing much, but we did get Technology One up 1.7. And data centers, very much in vogue. GMG is one of those in evidence there, but we had NextDC up another 2.9%. And a big winner today was Macquarie Technology, which had a 9.1% move higher. Pretty thin volumes, of course, always with Macquarie Technology. MAQ is the stock code there. All right, looking at resources, it was a bit of a mixed picture today. BHP went nowhere. Rio's didn't really go too far either. And Fortescue didn't really go too far either. Mineral resources, though, were down 1.5%. IGO down 2.5%, Linus down 2.2%, and selected lithium stocks under some pressure, but some were not. We had Liontown down 2.8%, Pilbara up 0.7%. But we did see a little bit of interest in uranium stocks. We did also see some interest in some of those other lithium stocks today. The likes of Patriot Battery Metals, with Ken Brinsden at the helm, up 6.6%, thankfully. That was a nice little result there, as we bought them some time ago. Latin Resources up 4.8% as well. So there was some winners in the lithium space today. Gold miners also a little bit better today. We had Northern Star up 1.8%, Evolution up 2.4%, but Genesis down 2.9% there. In the beginning was the word, and the word was 2.9% lower there. In corporate news today, in a little some of the highlights, we had the Harvey Norman number. We had ALX, which is Atlas Arterial, toll roads in France, of course. They were down 1.1%. Talking about special dividends, well, we're exploring it anyway. Star Entertainment, which has been far from entertaining for most shareholders, apart from Jamie Packer, who seemed to have timed his exit beautifully, they were up 8.3%. They did make a net profit, amazingly, and there is talk of remediation and doing the right thing. We had Iris, did not understand where the takeover rumours were coming from. They were up 1.7% there. We did get those retail sales numbers in Asian markets today. We saw a little bit of a mixed picture. I'll just bring you up to date as they return from their lunchtime sojourn. We have got Japan down 0.1%, pretty dull. Hong Kong up 0.2%, pretty dull. China itself up 1.1%. And 10-year yields, last I looked, they were 4.13%. I'll just give you the update. 4.13%, so nothing very exciting there. The exciting news, if you're an RBA follower today, there is some exciting news, is they have appointed, this is how big the changes are, they have appointed a new COO, a Chief Operating Officer, a lady by the name of Susan Woods. So that is a big change for the RBA. A Chief Operating Officer has been appointed. All right, let's go through the winners and grinners today, and there's certainly some winners in the enclosure. We had Wildcat Resources up 11.4%, 15 million shares traded there. DVP, which has been a bit of a loser in past sessions, up 10.9%. Only 715,000 shares traded, but we'll take that. Weebit Nano bouncing off that $4 level, up 9.6%, 912,000 shares. I think $4 to $4.50 seems to be that trading range. Macquarie Technology up 9.1%, 64,000 shares, which doesn't sound a lot, but it's still nearly $5 million worth, which is a pretty good day actually for Macquarie Technology. Star Entertainment 8.3% higher, 30 million shares traded today. Biggie today as well was Ramsay Healthcare with a 7.3% rise, million shares traded there. PolyNovo 7% rise, 3 million shares traded there. In the loser's corner, and the biggest loser today was one of the biggest winners this year, is a stock called Drone Shield, which we've written about and talked about and interviewed the CEO on the Couch podcast series, fell 25.8% today, 25 million shares traded today. The reason for the fall, it appears, was a downgrade by Bell Potter. It has had an almighty run, I have to say, so maybe that downgrade was purely on the basis of how far the stock has run. They did keep their price target, though, at 90 cents, so it's back down to 69 cents there. We had the results yesterday. There wasn't anything particularly new in the results, but they had run pretty hard post the quarterly, so maybe that was the reason. But 25.8% down, 25 million shares traded. IDX, Integral Diagnostics, also not doing too well today. They were ex-dividend though, but ex-dividend 6.8%. That's quite a big fall. Helios, 5.9% down on 7 million shares. Bell Financial, which put out the report on Drone Shield, serves them right, down 4.9%, but only 14,000 shares traded, so nothing very exciting. ResMed, 4.6% down today, 4 million shares traded. And Nine Entertainment, 4.4% down, 8 million shares traded there. Honourable mention to Johns Lyng Group, which was down 4.4% as well. Positive sectors today. Well, it was really retailers, supermarkets, old school platforms. We had REITs, we had tickled higher in the golds, and anything with data centre in the title was good, and the banks, of course. In the negative sectors today, well, it was kind of base metals-ish, mineral resources, IGO, Linus, a few lithium plays, but it was the end of a long month, and, of course, the wrap-up of results season to come. As far as the big bank basket, $205.05, which was up 0.4%. The All-Tech Index today doing well again, was up 1.5%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms, 3,122. Bitcoin, well, it could be anything, couldn't it? I checked a little while ago, but it could be anything. So we might as well check again just to give you the latest. But don't forget, there is the halving coming up in April. I did write about it yesterday. Bitcoin at the moment, $61,963.243 a token. We had 10-year yields steady at 4.13. The Aussie dollar at the moment, and not doing an awful lot, to be honest, despite those retail numbers. Didn't really get things moving either way. 65.14 for the Aussie dollar. And those Asian markets, as I said, we run through those. As far as US futures go, I haven't seen them. I'll update you as soon as they come across my screen. But of course, tonight is the big one, the PCE, the personal consumption and expenditure. This is the Fed's preferred measure of CPI. So this is the big one for them anyway. Major movers and shakers that we haven't spoken about today. Tyro, nice little bounce in Tyro, up 6.7%. We had Patriot Battery Metals doing well today, 6.6% higher. Did make some changes in the portfolio to Patriot Battery Metals. Have made 39% in the space of a few weeks in that little lithium stock, so that's been good. We had Zip pushing back up towards the price target there that we have been in the newsletter talking about, up 6.1%, up to 96 cents. PolyNovo also doing well, up 7%. Bit of broker love coming there. We did see, interestingly as well, Bougainville Copper. Interesting one, up 15.5%. Now, not a lot of volume there, 202,000, but they did have their, I'd say, results. Let's not kid ourselves, there weren't really results. More of a company update, seeing as it is a project on care and maintenance and has been for as long as I can remember, but they are making some progress on community engagement, which is enough to push them higher. EML Payments also doing well today, 9.4% higher. 29 Metals continues the bounce off its lows, back up to 37 cents, up 8.8% today. PAA, which had a rough day yesterday, Pharma Australia, was up 7.7%. 4 million shares traded there. EMV, my little friends there, Scott Kirkland at EMV, which is EM Vision Medical, which has a new device to help diagnose stroke injuries, was up 8.7%. They have a new strategic investor from the US, so good news there. 8.7% higher, only 327,000 shares traded, but pretty good result for them. We also saw AGI, Ainsworth Gaming, falling 17.1% today, coming up lemons all round. They had their financial results, which clearly the market did not like at all. So there we go. Not such good news for them. As far as others go, we had Chalice, the poison chalice today, not the chalice from the palace with the brew that is true. We had Chalice today, not looking quite so good as yesterday. That short squeeze, short-lived, 10.3% down. And 5EA, which also possibly had a little bit of a squeeze-a-rooney yesterday, down 9.4%, some volatility to the max. Now, speculative stock of the day was going to be Nirada, which has had a big, big day. It was up 420% yesterday on the preclinical results. We did highlight it this morning. Let's give you an idea of the trading range today. It opened, well, last night it closed at 9.9. It opened at 10.5 cents. It had a high today of 17 cents, had a low of 8.8 cents, and it closed at 9.7, down 2%. When I wrote it up as speculative stock of the day on my 245 update, it was up 45%. 64 million shares traded today, $8 million worth. The real speculative stock of the day winner today was Q Energy. Good volume as well, 17 million shares, up 49.25% today. Update on dividends there to be responsible for that move. All right, company news in a little more detail. We had Xero has unveiled its FY25-27 strategy, reiterates FY24 outlook. Ramsey, NPAT, $618 million realised on the sale of Ramsey Sime Darby. That is reflecting the commitment to disciplined portfolio management, probably more reflecting the ability of agitation from shareholders. Atlas Arterial reports statutory NPAT of 256.3, significant toll increases at APRR, that's the French tollway. Harvey Norman, operating cash flows of 497 at cash conversion of 135%, while maintaining a low net debt to equity ratio of 10.75%. Macquarie Telecom Group posted 18 now consecutive halves of profitable growth. Revenue 181.3, up 5.1%. Star, normalised EBITDA 114, achieved with NPAT of 25 million. And Pepper Money has reported total net interest margins of 2%. All right, as far as economic and other headlines go, if you know, you know. Tyson Schultz, who was known as the ASX Wolf, very prolific on Facebook and other social media with pictures of him with his Lamborghini and how successful he was share trading. Well, he has been declared bankrupt. The CEO of Google has told employees the Gemini AI blunder was unacceptable. Google do seem to be a little bit behind the eight ball as far as AI goes. And as we say here at Marcus Today, no AI, no BS either. Snowflake says Frank Slootman is retiring as CEO. That stock fell 20% on the news and the results. And Alibaba Cloud in Asia has slashed prices by as much as 55% to help fuel AI growth in China. Got those retail sales numbers out. We've been through those. The US lawmakers, they have done a deal to avert another. It just is a recurring theme, isn't it? Avert another imminent government shutdown. And Biden's doctor says the US president is fit for duty. Mitch McConnell, though, is stepping down as Senate Republican leader in November. And this is something you don't hear about very often. Turkish stocks have soared in a world-leading rally as tech mania grips the market. Turkish stocks. Christian Horner has been cleared of wrongdoing. And Sam Bankman-Fried is pleading for a lenient prison sentence after fraud conviction. Some of you may remember that when the height of the negativity surrounding SBF and the fraud perpetrated there, Bitcoin was around 17,000. Now it's around 62,000. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow, of course, for the pre-market podcast. In the meantime, have a lovely evening.